Okay, Alexander, let's talk about an article by Byron York at the Washington Examiner with the title, "Will Democrats Accept Election Loss? New Report Says No." Now, Alexander, I'll let you get into the report in a couple of seconds, but I just want to preface what you're about to say, explaining this report, which says pretty much the Democrats are not going to accept an election loss. And they will do everything they can to subvert the results of an election should Trump win. But the essence of the story, I guess, the inspiration of the story that came to Byron York, who's an excellent journalist, one of the best out there, is the news media cycle, the mainstream media news cycle. Which has been harping on the fact that if Biden wins, there's no way Trump will accept that result. And they've been running with this story, and they've been hammering it in people's head. Trump would accept the results. Trump would accept the results if he loses. And this has been one of their very, very many talking points about the evil authoritarian dictator Trump. But Byron York does a great job of turning everything on its head and showing that everything that the Democrats are saying is 100% projection. As always, whatever they say, whatever they accuse you of, is projection. Yeah. So, Alexander, get into the story.
Yes, this is absolutely the case. I mean, one of the key points to say about Donald Trump is that he has never actually threatened. He's said, on the contrary, that, you know, he's looking for a proper election, and there's no indication of any planning in the White House or within the Republican Party to defy an election outcome. What Byron York has done is that he's actually highlighted the fact that there is, in fact, a Democratic Party think tank. It calls itself the Transition Integrity Project, and it is a Democratic Party think tank, and it has published a report which actually discusses a situation where the Democrats refuse to accept an election outcome if Trump wins. Now, the situation arises if Trump wins in the Electoral College and loses the popular vote. Now, this is, of course, what happened in 2016, and it's possible that it might happen again. But what is being suggested now is that the Democrats, and this is all game planning, refuse to accept the result, push Democratic governors in various states, and it's suggested Michigan and Wisconsin as possibilities. And I quote now from Byron York's article, to disregard Trump's victory, overrule their state legislatures, and send Biden electors to Washington. House Democrats refuse to recognize Trump's Electoral College victory. The Biden campaign also comes up with a demand for concessions. So in other words, the Electoral College is subverted. Local governors, Democratic Party governors in states which Trump wins, like Michigan and Wisconsin, overrule the local result and insist that the state's electors on the Electoral College then vote for Biden instead of Trump. So, in effect, overturn the Constitution, and this is a step towards abolishing the Electoral College entirely. Now, that is, if you consider it, if you consider the implications carefully, that's a revolutionary proposal. That is a proposal for overturning the Constitution of the United States and the system of election of the United States. It means the governors of Democratic Party governors in key states, key battleground states, overrule the election outcome and substitute loyalties to their party, the Democratic Party, and to Biden for the formal operation of the country's electoral laws. And this is apparently now part of an actual gaming strategy that a senior Democratic Party think tank is actually coming up with. I find this astonishing. And it seems to me that this is what we ought to be focusing on, not on rumors about what Donald Trump might do. Those rumors are being circulated by people who want to delegitimize him. And the reason they want to delegitimize him and to make it possible to carry out this kind of coup, which is what we are outlining here. It's a straightforward attempt to remove from office the president directly after he is elected.
Right. I mean, taking a step back, this is a really interesting article by Byron York, and it was really interesting how this think tank was operating here. They came up with four scenarios of an election result. Three of those scenarios were pretty much where Democrat wins, Biden wins. One of them is an outright win on one end, and then on the other end was a Biden winning narrowly. And those were the first three scenarios that they came up with. The fourth scenario is the color revolution scenario, we'll call it. That's the only scenario they came up with where in their minds, Trump can win. And the only way that they think Trump can win is if something happens akin to what happened in 2016, i.e. an electoral college win, but a loss in the popular vote. And in this article, Byron York says this about the fourth scenario. And once again, I stress, this is the only scenario that in their tiny little brains, they can envision a Trump victory. They don't talk about Trump winning outright, a landslide or winning the electoral and the popular vote. They don't even consider it. But here's the fourth scenario, Alexandra, you can comment. So those are the four scenarios. In only one did a candidate win a clear victory and the opposing candidate refused to accept the result. And the loser who refused to accept the result was Biden, not Trump.
Yes.
That is precisely the opposite of the Trump won't accept result speculation that has dominated the media in recent weeks. Even though Trump clearly won the presidency in that scenario, quote, the gameplay ended in a constitutional crisis with threats of secession and the potential for either a decline into authoritarianism or a radically revamped set of democratic rules that ensure the popular will prevails, end quote. Once again, before you comment, Alexander, I want to stress this is a Democrat think tank, a Democrat think tank that calls for a revolution, a Democrat think tank that says the only result where the loser will not accept the results is a scenario where Trump wins and the person that doesn't accept the result is Biden, the Democrats. They never once in their scenarios mention the fact that Trump won't accept a loss.
Correct.
It's incredible how their mind works.
Yes. Can I just add a few points to this? Because, of course, it's important to understand that the Democrats are also changing, or intent on changing, the way the votes are counted, voting takes place and votes are counted. So we have a situation now where there will be uncertainty about the popular vote because we're going to have mail-in ballots, which is not standard in the United States. So we're going to have mail-in ballots, chaos about the voting. Democrats prepared to overturn electoral college outcomes over a protracted time and apparently prepared to back this with threats of secession by Democrat-led states, secession from the Union. This is a revolutionary scenario, and it's incredibly disturbing that people are talking about this. And you're absolutely right. The only plan to overturn a lawful election result comes from the Democrats, doesn't come from the Republicans, doesn't come from Trump. This is an actual plan. It actually, a strategy for doing this. There's no evidence that anybody in the White House has come up with any kind of planning of this nature. And I come back to this. If you're talking about a situation where it's alleged, stress alleged, that Biden has won the popular vote and Trump has won the Electoral College, that popular vote victory may not mean all that it means, you know, all that it appears to mean, given the tinkering, the disorganizing of the voting system that the Democrats are insisting upon by insisting upon mail-in ballots. So I could easily see a scenario based on this report where there's massive confusion about the popular vote. The results are taking days and weeks to come through. It appears that Trump has won the Electoral College. There are massive protests organized by the Democratic Party grassroots to refuse to accept this outcome. You remember, that's what a color revolution involves. It always involves people protesting and doing all of that. And we've seen how that can happen in the United States. We've seen it this summer.
Test run, exactly.
We have all of this going on. We have governors in states where Trump appears to have won, overruling the electors and trying to put pressure to get, you know, the electors to, or even substitute electors, to have Biden electors instead of Trump electors. And we have other states, Byron York doesn't name them, but, you know, California, perhaps New York, threatening secession if they don't get their way. Hey, what kind of a scenario is this? I mean, it is a revolutionary scenario. And in the meantime, you have endless campaigns in the media, on television, by Democratic Party leaders insisting, and in social media, insisting that Donald Trump is already isn't a legitimate president. I've already seen people say that, use those words. So it seems to me, a very, very alarming situation. And as you rightly said, you know, dry run, or all those protests we saw in the summer, were they a dry run? Is this what we're building up to in November? I cannot emphasize again too strongly for people who watch these programs, the stakes in November could not be higher. And let me again repeat the point that Alex made at the start of this program: this is a report produced by what is indisputably a Democratic Party aligned think tank. No question about this. They've come up with the scenario, and our reporting is based on what was written in the Washington Examiner by Byron York, who is not only a very serious journalist, but actually a mainstream one. He is obviously on the conservative side of things, but he is somebody who is extremely well known and very well respected in the media world of the United States.
All right. So, I mean, Alexander, to wrap it up, here are my thoughts, and then you can wrap it up in the previous video. The Democrats are telegraphing what they're about to do. I think the Democrats understand that Trump will win the Electoral College. I think they understand that. And I'm always going to preface this by saying, if the election is between Trump and Biden, because with Biden, you never know what's going to happen to the guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Hillary Clinton steps in. I don't know. But anyway, let's say Trump, Biden, the Democrats understand Trump will win. He will win the Electoral College. They're anticipating a popular vote in favor of Biden. This is what they're anticipating. They don't see any other scenario, and they're telegraphing what's going to happen. They're telegraphing it. We've had a test run on protests. We've had a test run. We've had a test run on governors defying the president. We've had a test run on that in blue states. So they've test run that as well. We've had a test run on the mainstream media propaganda. And we've had a test run on social media blackout and censorship. They've checked off everything needed to stage a coup. When you're going to stage a coup, you want to make sure that you have full control of various levers of power.
Yes.
The media, the internet, in this case, the states and the government legislative branches in countries, it may be the whole country. I think in the case of the US, the Democrats are looking at having power of the legislative policy branches of certain states, of specific states, which the governors control. The governors act in those states as the law, so they're going to control them. And of course, you want to get people out on the streets. I mean, this is textbook color revolution, and I think this think tank is telegraphing exactly what they're going to do when they get the results they are anticipating. They know Trump will win the Electoral College, but they believe a popular vote in favor of Biden, and that will be the springboard for the color revolution.
Indeed. And I mean, or if they don't actually get a popular vote in favor of Biden, with, as I said, changing the voting system, they might, you know, they might achieve the appearance of one. I mean, this seems to me the issue now. I mean, what is happening in the United States that these scenarios are even being discussed? This is shocking. I mean, you know, there are even people in the United States who talk about these scenarios is alarming enough. But in the context of everything else that's been happening over the last 4 years, and which has happened especially this year, who can doubt that we are looking at a crisis in November starting to emerge? I hope this can be averted in some way, but it seems to me that it's quite clear that there are some people who will never accept a Donald Trump victory. This is what this is all about. It's making that kind of victory impossible and preparing for a situation where, if it happens, you overturn it. Because this is, you said that there were four scenarios. The other three scenarios clearly are not believed in. It's this fourth one that is the one that has really been looked into. The other three are just padding to conceal what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'll stress it again, this is textbook coup playbook. I mean, I remember the coup in Turkey. It ran along the same lines, the same type of playbook. But when you execute a coup, you got to make sure that you check off everything. In the case of Turkey, they didn't check off the fact that they had to, that Erdogan managed to get through a message via CNN Turk, via the internet. They didn't shut communications down completely. Yeah. And it was that message that saved his government. It really was. You got to make sure you lock down everything if you're going to stage a coup. It's critical that you do that. And I think the Democrats have been test running a lot of this stuff. And we've been seeing it in front of our eyes being test run.
Yes. Can I just say, in any functioning country, if these things were not being seriously considered, a think tank coming up with something like this would be a major scandal. People would be saying, you know, what are you talking about? This is insane. But, you know, that isn't happening. It's been published, of course, by people like Byron York. The very fact that people are not raising alarms about this shows to me that this is serious.
Yeah. Great work by Byron York.
Oh, as always.
Article.
As always.
And I'll put a link for that in the description box underneath this video. Yeah. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, subscribe to our channel, share our channel, drop us a comment down below. We love to read your comments. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe Star. You will find links for those platforms as well underneath this video, and your donation really helps us out a lot. It's your donations and your help that helps us to get stories like this out to you. And ring those alarms, because some sinister stuff is going on, Alexander. Some real sinister stuff is going on in those DC think tanks. And also go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise. We've got great new shirts, great apparel, new designs on everything. And of course, our new design showcases various country flags. I have Serbia right here.
I have the United States here with me, because obviously we've just been talking about this. And, you know, what an amazing mug this is. And it's wonderful to see the American flag there, and also the flags of so many other countries.
I mean, Serbia is no stranger.
No.
Stabilization, a lot of lessons.
A lot of lessons to be learned. But, I mean, disastrous if it now happens in the United States. And here's Australia too. And you can find many, many others. But you were talking about an alarm, Alex. Let me also remind our viewers about the Patriot Beacon, made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy in the United States. And of course, it's a flashlight, but Alex calls it the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, because of course it's also got an alarm. So you can hear it, you can press it there and alert people when you need to, and draw attention. And by the way, when I do that, my dogs come running, as one of them has just done, by the way. But there you go. So it's also, of course, the best flashlight you can possibly have. It's got an extraordinary powerful beam, as you can see. If you're in a dark place, inside your cellar, in the woods, on the road, wherever, it's got a tremendous beam, beautiful clear light. You can see extraordinary detail, incredibly long distances. You've got lots of people around you. Well, you can just see, I've dimmed it now. And if you want to alert people to where you are, you're walking down a road, the oncoming traffic, you want to alert them that you're there. Well, you can flash, you can have it as a flash. So it's an amazing, wonderful flashlight. But as well as being a flashlight, and as well as having that alarm that I played at the beginning, it is, as Alex has called it, the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, because it can do all kinds of other things. Firstly, it's got a compass in the handle, so if you get lost, you have it there. You can always find your way very quickly. It's an amazing tool. You can use it as a hammer, or if you have to, break a windscreen to get somebody out, well, you can do that very quickly with this hammer there. And it's also got a seatbelt cutter, so you can cut them out of their seatbelts too. It's solar powered, which is incredibly useful, because you don't have to mess around with batteries and keep it recharged. You could just leave it out in the sun and it charges itself because it's solar powered. And because it's solar powered, if your smartphone or your iPad or your laptop is down on you, well, you can recharge it. There's a port there. But the thing I like most about this, apart from it being amazing in every respect as a flashlight, as a tool, it's just a beautiful thing. It is so beautifully made. It's so strong. It's so rugged. Just holding it gives you confidence. You just know that you have the best flashlight in the world in your hands. And you do. It just gives you that sense of quality and strength that these amazing products the United States produces give. And it's made by our friends, the Patriotic Legacy, in the United States, I believe in Texas in the United States, but it ships internationally. You can have it anywhere in the world. And at the end of this broadcast, Alex will tell you how you can get yourself one. And you absolutely need to do so, because it's the best flashlight in the world. So we've talked about our mugs. I would also point out that Alex has been adding to the our catalogue of shirts, which you can also find in our shop. This is a new shirt that I'm wearing. You can see it's got the flag of the United Kingdom there, the country of which I'm a citizen and where I live. And you can find all sorts of other great things like hats, hoodies and stickers and ebooks. You can also find them in our shop. You can support us by buying these products from our shop. And you can be the owner of these great things if you buy them from our shop. And as I said, if you buy yourself a Patriot Beacon, Alex will tell you how to do that too. So Alex, over to Alex, and he can tell you how to do all these things.
Remember, when you go to the Patriotic Legacy site and you purchase that Patriot Beacon, use the code Durand20 to get a 20% discount at checkout. Durand20, you'll find all the information for the Patriot Beacon underneath this video in the description box. And also go to the durandshop.com. You'll find the link for that as well underneath this video in the description box as well. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.